In the epigraph to Walden, Thoreau writes, "I do not propose to write an ode to dejection, but to brag as lustily as Chanticleer in the morning, standing on his roost, if only to wake my neighbors up." To reinforce the importance of that statement, he reiterates it in the chapter Where I Lived and What I Lived For. He probably believed that the group most likely to wake up before they settled into a dull routine for the remainder of their lives were the young. "Perhaps these pages are more particularly addressed to poor students," he writes. Like Emerson before him, Thoreau had hopes that the young class of American scholars that Emerson had addressed in his 1837 essay of that title had the potential for a life richer in philosophical and spiritual meaning than those who were already yoked to a farm, a business, a family, and other responsibilities that kept them from making decisions free from financial considerations. The ancient philosophers, Thoreau writes, Chinese, Hindu, Persian, and Greek, were a class than which none has been poorer in outward riches, none so rich inward. To be a philosopher is not merely to have subtle thoughts, nor even to found a school, but so to love wisdom as to live according to its dictates, a life of simplicity, magnanimity, and trust. It is to solve some of the problems of life, not only theoretically, but practically.